That is a statement kind of lingering in my mind throughout the week. How about you? How about me? We go to church sometimes not by choice. If you brought up in a born into the Christian family, some people, younger folks, you've been drafted to the Christian community. I know some people are. Some people are just coming to church. How about you? Why? Why you are in church? Why do you recite the I believe statement? Because the order of service says so. We need to do it. We just do it because that's how we do with that thinking. The last 2 weeks, you know, we talked about I believe. Creed means I believe. Apostles' Creed means I believe what Apostle Paul and an apostle, other apostles taught in the past. So that the apostles are not the author of the Apostles' Creed. It is about the teaching teachings about the apostles they really shared in the community of the first century and the second century. This creed was formed during the second century because there was no Bible back then. As the church is growing and growing more and more, and they are kind of segregated themselves, and they created their own club, and they created their own thought about Jesus without having commonality throughout the Christian movements. So Christian leaders, and they got together, and they decided to create some guideline how to distinguish what is a true theology and what is not. And based on that, those efforts they put it on, and the Apostles' Creed was formed. This is the oldest creed, which means the oldest belief statements Christian churches are carrying in the church. We are part of this Christian church, and we take this Apostles' Creed, the faith statement, very seriously. There are two kinds of Christian churches in the world. One church, like ours, they recited an Apostles' Creed every single Sunday. Take this Apostles' Creed very seriously. Another church, Christian church, they just collected dust in the book. They never bothered to open it up and recite it and reaffirm their faith every Sunday and refresh their memory. I decided to go with the first track with you because having a common foundation is very important. Because without having firm foundation and solid foundation, you and I cannot bring us together as a community of a faith. Apostles' Creed, again, it starts with, I believe in God. What kind of God do we believe? Do you remember? What kind of God do we believe? I believe
in God.
Yes, that's the God. That kind of God we believe. There are many different gods out there, but we do believe in God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And when we said, I believe in God the Father, Father, even though it is a male figure word, then we are not saying that God is a father or that God is a male. It has no connotation that God is a male God. Simply during the first century and second century, father figure in the community is the caring person. They needed to adopt some image to make a visible message to the people. So they adopted the father figure to God, make sure that people know that our God is a caring God. And also, father is a kind of, in Hebrew language, is daddy, not the father. Daddy. Our God is a daddy God. Intimacy is a starting point of our confession of faith. Our God is not the holy God out there from a distance. Our God is my daddy. Do you call your daddy daddy? Or you call father, good morning? How many of you said it, father, good morning, in this morning? None. What do? When you get up, dad, why did you wake me up? Right? That kind of intimate relationship we are having with God. We are telling God, God, I'm here. I'm struggling. But you are my daddy. I'm calling you. You born to this world. And I know that you will take care of me because you are my daddy. Our confession or statement start with this intimate relationship. those people who have a little difficult time to see God with the word father language, you can call God to be mother, God to be creator if you want to. But make sure that the essence of God needed to be revealed in the language you are using towards God. Our God is a loving God, caring God, who will do everything for the beloved children like you and me. That's why our confessional statement starts, our God, we believe in God, the Father, the Daddy. Do you know what kind of Daddy you have? Almighty God, Almighty, who can do everything. When you were young, do you remember your Daddy was so big? That kind of Daddy we are looking at. That kind of big Daddy, that kind of big God, who can do everything for you. It doesn't matter how old you old and young you are. Your parents will do everything for you if it is needed. Not just based on what you want, but based on what you need. Our God, Daddy God, will do everything for us according to the need of what we are having in our lives. That is our God. The first statement, I believe in God the Father Almighty. That means Daddy God who will do everything for you and me. Because our God is a Daddy God who can do Almighty God. Who can do everything, Almighty God. And a creator, heaven and earth. That is the first statement. Now we are moving into the largest section of the confession statements that we are going into. I would like to have a screen up in here. Jesus is a Messiah. Yes, we do know that. But is it things that we would like to have Apostles' Creed, a second slide about in Jesus Christ. I think that you will find it. And then this is the one. Let us read it together because this is the main portion of the today's message. Ready? Go.
And Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried.
Let's stop there. And then it is a kind of the largest section of the Apostles' Creed, so I divide it into two. And then that's Jesus' sermon number two will be coming next week. This is the first portion of it. We say that I believe, I mean, a creed means not you believe, not we believe, I believe. It is a personification of the faith that you need to adopt in here. I believe in Jesus Christ. Why Jesus Christ? So Jesus' middle name is Christ? Jesus' last name is Christ? No. Jesus is the name he has. Christ is his ministry. If I use my theology or the thought of God in here, Jesus represents the Son of Man. Christ represents Son of God. Son of Man, I believe in Jesus. Son of Christ, and then a Son of God, and I believe in Christ. When we said, I believe in Jesus Christ, we are saying, I believe that Jesus is the Son of Man and Son of God. First four books in the Bible, New Testament, is called the Gospels, right? And the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, those are called the Gospel, Book of Gospel, right? Gospel means good news. The first four books in the New Testament telling us the good news. What is the good news? Good news is about Jesus. First three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, those are called the Synoptic Gospel, which means they carry the similar theme focused on Son of Man types. Which means that they are focused on the historical Jesus. When he was born, how he was grown up, and how he did a ministry with the people, how he died, how he resurrected. And then those stories are coming out of the first book, three books of the New Testament. And that is focused on Jesus. And then if we move on to the Gospel of John, good news, they are more focused on Christ, Messiah. Christ means Messiah. Messiah means a Savior. And then when we heard Matthew, today's passage, Peter said, Peter was asked, What about you? Jesus asked. Who do you say I am? Jesus. And then Peter said, What did he say? First, he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Did he really know what he was talking about? Truly? No, he didn't. He was thinking about the political Messiah. And during that time, the first century and second century, and the Jewish community was under the rule of the Rome. And they are waiting for Messiah who will free them from their occupation and of the Roman Empire there. And then they were seeking for the political Messiah, not the Messiah that we are presenting Jesus in here. Still, those people who are waiting for the political the Messiah, they're still out there. But they have not recognized Jesus, the Messiah. But later on, we know that as Jesus is the Messiah through the conviction of the Holy Spirit. When we said, I believe in Jesus Christ, what does that mean? He is a Son of Man and Son of God who was born, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. That is kind of getting into the Son of God area, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a Virgin Mary. Is it true? It is a kind of tricky statement in here. Some people say that we are the modern people. How can the virgin person give a birth to your child? To be honest, I do not know. Literal translation of the virgin, that word in Hebrew is alma. It is translated as a young woman. Young woman just about to get married. And does she give a birth to a child before the marriage? Yes, according to the scripture. Did it have some event nicely with Joseph before? I do not know. But the first things that I do know for sure is the scripture said that our Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary. How, in what way, I do not know. I was not a physician back there. There is no physical there are record about it. If someone is arguing me to prove that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, I have nothing to say about it. But somehow, the Holy Spirit convicted my heart that Jesus was Son of God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a Virgin Mary. Reasoning process does not allow me to believe what I said, what I've confessed, but somehow my heart is drawn into believe that, yes, Jesus is a Son of God, who was born of the Virgin Mary. I do not know. I do read the Bible a lot, from cover to cover. Do I believe word by word? I need to confess that I do not. But I do believe that there is some word, some wisdom I do not understand yet. So I'm owning my ignorance in my learning, and also I acknowledge my limitation to understanding of God. I keep digesting, keep questioning God. God, are you sure you are the one? Are you sure that you are the one who sent your only begotten Son, whose name is Jesus? We claim this Jesus to be the Christ. Are you the one? Have you questioned it? Somehow, the Holy Spirit convicted my heart to believe this. The very nature of God is in Jesus Christ, and he did not claim himself to be God, but he claimed to be Jesus, the Son of God. And lowering himself and submitting to God. Here, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a Virgin Mary. Is it possible to understand this statement? Scientifically, honestly, I do not think that it is possible. But with our faith, with the conviction in our heart, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are saying this statement. Yes, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a Virgin Mary. How? In what way? I honestly need to say, I don't know. But I believe. Am I contradicting myself? Yes, somewhat with the reasoning process here. But somehow my heart is drawn into it. One of the beauty of the Methodism is acknowledging our ignorance and differences. If we do not know, let it be so. And talk to God, digesting the question with God in the presence of God until you have it. You do not need it to be a perfect Christian, especially in a Methodist church. You do not need to know everything about God. If you know something about God, that's enough. That's the beginning. Don't stop there. Wrestle with God. Try to learn. Try to understand the Word of God. When I received a call to be a minister to this church when I was in California, I was wondering, are you sure, God, you are calling me this typical California girl who cannot put up with a cold winter? Are you sure you are the one who called me into this land of the wind and cold snow, January 1st? I was questioning God. And then, to be honest, I did not drive for 2 months because I was scared to death to be behind the wheel in the snow. My hubby son is already trying to winterize me for this coming winter, buying a hat and glove and all the things to make sure that I'm going to be prepared. Is it God who brought me here? I still question whenever cold wind blows in. And I go, I'm not so sure, God. Are you sure? I'm cold. And as soon as I said that, heater arrived in my office. Blanket arrived. And as soon as I wrap up myself, yeah, surely you did, I think. You know, how conditional person you and I. By condition, we are questioning God. But firm statement is right here. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son. His only Son. And our Lord, what does that mean, our Lord? Our Lord, when we said our Lord, your Lord, my Lord, got together, our Lord, the community, we acclaimed our Jesus Christ to be our Lord. We are claimed the ownership of this awesome Jesus Christ, Son of Man and Son of God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. And what happened? What happened when when he had the birthday on Christmas Day? What happened to this Jesus? Yes, birthday celebration was there. What happened? What happens? Let's read it at third to the last line. What happened? Born of the Virgin Mary and? Why? Why this amazing Son of Man and Son of God came to us? Why he has to suffer? Why he has to crucify? Why he has to die and buried? Why? Why? Because of you and me. God loves us so much. God loves us so much for giving this only begotten Son. I don't know. To be honest, when I was young and I went to school and church in Korea, when I look at that white male Jesus on the picture, I was wondering, why do I need to believe this white male to be my Savior? What does he know about kimchi culture I am in? Does he eat rice and kimchi every morning? What do you know about going to the bathroom after having stinking kimchi? He doesn't know anything about it. I feel like it. But why do I need to believe in this white male Jesus? But that is a little bit of the image Bible portrayed. But the true meaning of the Jesus Christ is portrayed differently. Every culture, every place, the Jesus portrayed it differently. Being Son of Man and Son of God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Let's read it again together in the whole statement. We're going to add, I believe, and
I believe
Jesus Christ, and then after that, he was resurrected. He was resurrected. Not dying itself is the end of the story. Birth is the beginning. And he suffered because of you and me. And then he died. But on Easter day, he resurrected. Why? Because he loved us so much. Our life is heavy. I don't know about you. Without Jesus, it is hard for me to carry my daily burden, my daily life. Just get through the day itself is a challenge. I don't know about you. Without Jesus, how can we get through it? Jesus is there for us to confront, to have our Lord, Jesus to be our Lord. Total submission is needed. We are not questioning God if we truly call Jesus to be our Lord. If you are slave to someone, do you questioning your master, your Lord? That's the meaning of it. When we said our Lord, our Jesus is our Lord and Savior, total submission we are claiming in here. There is no room for questioning. Just obey until we understand whatever orders we are receiving. It is okay to not to know everything about God and about your life. Keep doing what you are doing and keep asking God to help your belief and your unbelief to believe what you need to believe. I'm just here to share what I know, what I believe, but I have no power to change you and push you and force you. But I'm praying that Holy Spirit will be in this place and then penetrate your souls with the Word of God, with the presence of God, and convict your heart to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so you can carry heavy burden every day, every life you are taking this coming way. Life is short. Life is tough. Challenge we are facing every day is amazing. I hope that you're going to hold on to Jesus. Like, totally believe it or not. Just hold on to him. Give him a benefit of a doubt. He will do the mighty things for you and for the people around you. Trust him. Trust him. If we do not, what we do is nothing. You're wasting your time and energy without this belief. I do believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day, resurrected, rose from them.